Here's your chance to win a trip to see two country superstars, Jason Aldean and Luke Bryan, in Vegas. Double the hits, one unforgettable night. We've got your flights, hotel, and concert tickets covered. The Double Down Tour, Aldean and Bryan, co-headlining with special guest John Pardee and Chase Matthews, all live under the neon lights, prize provided by BBR Music Group. Text this hour's national keyword, PARTY, to 95819. That's PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y, to 95819. We'll text you back to confirm your entry. Data and messaging rates may apply. Please, please don't text and drive, but you know that. Official rules and more information at WJR.com. Well, the New York Post headline, three Israel cop and private property hating Mamdaniites win Democrat congressional primaries. I can't imagine how my friend Daron Levin or my many friends who live in New York City, who happen to be Jewish, feel about all of this. And Daron, I guess I'll just ask. First of all, welcome back. And how do you feel about that?
Well, as somebody who lives in Bloomfield Hills, I feel like the people of New York could probably get better representation. But isn't that what makes this country great, is that every wacky idea and every off the chart person somehow has a chance in this free society that we live in to persuade the voters and to get the voters to follow them. And the consequences will follow, I'm sure, for the people of New York. And I guess they won't be great, because socialism is something that really is an idea that has been discredited so many times. And what we have now is a lot of young voters who need to understand why it basically doesn't work. But they'll find out eventually, and then things will get better until we have new young voters who want to find out why it doesn't work.
You know, all these young voters need to do is pay attention to the people coming to our country for the World Cup and seeing how much they love America and Americans.
Yeah, people are fighting to get into this country, as we've known for our entire lifetimes. And there aren't too many places in the world where people are fighting to get in like they are in the United States. So it's amazing sometimes how we disparage and turn on our own culture. And this is one of the features of, I think, what has happened and why Israel has become sort of the punching bag for young people, because they don't really understand the identity and the affinity between U.S. culture and Israeli culture, and why the two are sort of symbiotic and so mutually beneficial for one another. But a lot of it has to do with the creation of wealth, the creation of value, the idea of freedom, the idea of openness, the idea of democracy. And if you look in the Middle East today, that's really the only place you're going to find it is in Israel.
You're so flexible. This isn't, now we can talk about what we asked you to come on to talk
that's
about.
Okay.
The Senate.
Listen, it's all about the world. It's about transition, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And you do it very well. The Senate, for
the
first time, approved a war powers resolution this week seeking to block U.S. military action against Iran as lawmakers warily watch President Donald Trump's efforts to resolve a conflict that the administration launched on its own and now needs Congress to fund. Your take on this?
Well, look, everybody knows what the polls are saying right now, which is that there's not a lot of popular support for Israel in the United States. And the people who pay particular attention to this are our elected officials. So now you're going to find all kinds of people who used to say nice things about Israel will say lousy things about Israel and vote against Israel because they think it's going to get them votes at the polls, which is too bad. Obviously, we want representatives who stand on principle. But I think a lot of what happened in the Senate is very performative, meaning it's symbolic, it's for show, it doesn't really affect anything, but it's not unimportant. It is important to understand that Israel used to be a country that was supported by the Democratic Party, and it's in the process of being dumped by the Democratic Party here in Michigan and across the United States, which is quite a shame.
It is truly a shame. But is it possible that this president, President Trump, truly was the only person in the country, if they've been paying attention, and he may not have been, to realize that Benjamin Netanyahu will always do what he feels is best for the Israeli people? And so to think that he would step aside while Hezbollah freely from Lebanon is bombing Israel, that he wouldn't react and respond to, I mean, that it seems hard to imagine the president could be so uninformed about that.
Well, look, the United States and Donald Trump have interests, and Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel have interests. And there isn't a perfect alignment between those interests, and you're exactly right. The Hezbollah is getting ready to try to pull what Hamas pulled on October 7th, 2023, in northern Israel. They've already uncovered tunnels. They found plans. They plan to invade the north if they can, murder hundreds, if not thousands, of people, take hundreds back hostage, and create the kind of situation that the Hamas created. And by the way, these people, what we call Hezbollah, this is the front line of the IRGC. These people are completely supported
and directed and trained by Iran. Running out of time, I'm sorry to say, but we always love having you on, and we will do it again soon because there's so much more to talk about. Daron Levin, freelance journalist, all-around great guy. Stay with us.